بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the noble prophet, the believers of his family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Inshallah, now we're going to talk about Zakatul Fitr, the fast-breaking charity or zakah. And the cause for it is to manifest the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his favors on the slaves, allowing them to break the fast of Ramadan, and for its perfection, of perfecting the fasting itself. And that's why it is called Sadaqatul Fitr, charity of Fitr. So it is added to the Fitr, which is the breaking of the fast. Or it is called Zakatul Fitr because it is related again to the fast, so it is added to it. You can hear me saying Sadaqatul Fitr. Al Fitr is the breaking of the fast. Or you can say Zakatul Fitr, meaning the zakah of Fitr. Again, it is added, conjugated to Al-Fitr. Its ruling, it is mandatory. The ruling is mandatory due to the following evidence. The hadith of Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, who said, فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر من رمضان صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير. The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم made obligatory the payment of zakat al-fitr from صاع. Let's write this measure here, which is صاع. From صاع of dates or صاع of barley. And the sa' is equivalent to 4 scoops with medium sized hand held together when scooping, and it's approximately 3 kilograms, and it is from the staple food of communities due to the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him and him subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him and his father. He said, كنا نعطيها في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صاعا من طعام أو صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير أو صاعا من زبيب. And they agreed upon hadith. Abi Sa'id al-Khudri said, we used to distribute it or give it out as sa' of ta'am, food, and the staple food of them was grain or dried dates or barley or of raisins. And the grain covers all kinds of grain. It may be used for wheat, barley, you know, also for dates. And these hadith clearly demonstrate that it is to be discharged only in the form of food. And currency was available then in the form of dinar and dirham. But yet we see that these evidences did not mention currency in any way. And therefore there is no weight to the saying of those who say that Zakat al-Fitr is fulfilled by payment of money. Our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, and any food which is the staple food of the country fulfills this obligation. That is, from every food which the people are fed from. From every food which the people are fed from, and not from that which the people are not fed from. So, it's to be paid from wheat, dates, rice, dukhun, which is pearl, millet, dried cheese or cottage cheese, corn, and whatever is similar to that, even to the extent, if we accepted the idea that there is a place where the staple food of the people is meat, then we should pay it from it. End of quote. And it is a due upon the person himself and upon the Muslim upon whom it is dutiful to provide for, like his children, his wives. For each, one sa' from the staple food. Due to the hadith of Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he said, فَرَضَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ زَكَاةَ الْفِطْرِ صَاعًا مِنْ تَمْرٍ أَوْ صَاعًا مِنْ شَعِيرٍ على العبد والحر والذكر والأنثى والصغير والكبير من المسلمين وأمر بها أن تؤدى قبل خروج الناس إلى الصلاة. And they agreed upon hadith. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam prescribed that zakat al-fitr be payable by a slave, a free man, a male and a female, the young and the old among the Muslims on breaking the fast of Ramadan, one sa', we said, and the sa' is relatively approximately 3 kilos, 2.5 to 3 kilos of dried dates, or a sa' of barley, and gave command that this should be paid before the people went out to perform Salat al-Eid, the Eid al-Fitr prayer. This is the agreed upon hadith. And this applies whether the person was fasting or even not fasting. Like for example, if he was traveling and did not fast, still Sadaqatul Fitr is obligated upon him. And the one who is traveling, he gives it out in the place where he is. He gives it out in the place where he is to the Muslims. In the particular community where he is. And if there are no Muslims in that particular community, he sends it to Muslims in the closer areas. And if not, then to the closer and so forth. It is recommendable also to give it on behalf of the fetus. It is recommendable to give it on behalf of the fetus, although it is not obligatory. And it is not to be given on behalf of a kafir. Also, it is possible for the relatives to give it on behalf of their relatives, like for example, a brother on behalf of his sister, given that there is no father present. And if there is a son absent or a daughter absent, then the zakah is still dutiful on their behalf as to its timing. The dutiful time is when the sun sets from the night preceding the Eid day. That's the dutiful timing. When the sun sets from the night, Laylatul Eid, from the night preceding the Eid day, until before Salatul Eid. So for example, if someone is born after sunset on this night, the night of the Eid, then Zakat al-Fitr is not obligated upon him. Rather, it is recommended. Also, if someone dies before the sun sets on the night preceding the Eid, again, Zakat al-Fitr is not obligated because he or she died before the existence of wujub, before it is becoming mandatory upon them. Also, if someone conducts a contract of marriage on a woman before the sun sets on the last day of Ramadan, then according to the majority of the scholars, it becomes binding upon him to give out the zakah on her behalf, because she is now his wife when the cause existed. And in the case of someone conducting a marriage contract after the sun sets on the night preceding the Eid, then it is not dutiful to give out the fitra, the zakah, on her behalf. This is if we say that the husband, that it is binding upon the husband to pay on behalf of his family and his wife. And this is the opinion which we have heard earlier. Our Shaykh rahimahullah says, if we, on the other hand, that if we take by the other opinion that each person is on his own, meaning the zakah is dutiful upon himself, as it seems to be the apparent understanding of the sunnah, then in this case, this example does not fit. The other timing, so we talked about the dutiful timing, the other timing is one day or two before the Eid. And some scholars even went to 3 days. For those who went for one or two, they say that the first timing, or the it begins, the recommendable time, this recommendable time, from the night preceding the 28th of Ramadan. from the night preceding the 28th of Ramadan, according to the correct opinion amongst the scholars. Why? Because the month can only be 29 or 30. So for those who say that it's permissible to, it is recommendable to give it a day or two, and this is of course based upon the actions of some of the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, then it should, the timing starts from the night of the 28th, meaning the night preceding the 28th of Ramadan, because the month can only be 29 or 30. If the person forgets to give it out before Salat al-Eid, then there is nothing upon him, inshallah, except to give it right after, right when he remembers, at the time when he remembers. And this is the opinion of Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah. He said this is acceptable and nothing prevents that, since it occurred due to forgetfulness, and we hope that it will be acceptable and that it is a perfect zakah, and that he didn't intentionally, and the person did not intentionally delay it. And this is based upon the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. وَقَدْ ثَبَتَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ that he said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ فَعَلْتُ. Here we're going to stop a little bit because of the disconnection in the line. So we'll resume inshallah in a minute or so. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We resume the discussion on the Zakat al-Fitr, and we reach the point where concerning the person who may forget giving out or discharging the Zakat before Salat al-Eid, and we were relating the opinion of Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah that يعني, it is hoped that this is acceptable because there is no intention, there is no determined intention to do so, and this is due to forgetfulness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah in Surah Al-Baqarah 286, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. And it is affirmed that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says قَدْ فَعَلْتُ, I do. O our Lord, punish us not if we forget or fall into error. And it is affirmed from the Prophet ﷺ that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala response said that I do. Or for example, he was unable to determine during this time the presence of poor while he was searching, and the time him took him behind a little bit after the Eid Salah, then in this case it's also okay if he, and he finds the poor and then gives it to them, again according to Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah. Now, where it is to be discharged? Where is it to be discharged? It is to be discharged, first it is to be discharged to the poor in the community, and it is not permissible to give it except to the poor of the Muslims. It is permissible to authorize someone to pay it to the poor within a country or outside a country when that is needed. If the deputy, if the one deputed or taken as a deputy is a trustworthy Muslim, just like in the case of the regular charity in concerning the wealth, meaning the obligatory charity known zakah. Also, it is permissible to set someone as a deputy to buy the food and to distribute it to the poor. However, it is conditional that in case of deputation, that the zakah must reach the hands of the poor before Salat al-Eid. On the other hand, if the poor himself deputes someone to receive it on his behalf and to keep it with him, it is permissible to keep it with the deputy even till after the time of Salat al-Eid. There is no harm in this. Is it permissible to transfer it from one country to other? The majority of the scholars are with the opinion that it should be spent and discharged in one's country to the poor in one's country, and this is the correct opinion. If there are no poor people in the country and or in the community, then in this case it's permissible to transfer it to another place, even if far. However, the person transferring this must indicate that this is Zakat al-Fitr. And he should send it earlier so that it reaches that place within the acceptable times. If a person travels and Zakat al-Fitr is dutiful on him, if he travels before the Eid, a day or two or more before the Eid, then he discharges it in the Islamic country where he is going to. So if a person travels and Zakat al-Fitr is dutiful in him, he travels to another Muslim country, for example, or where there is a Muslim community, he travels a day or two or more before the Eid, then he discharges it in that place. And if this land is not a Muslim land, it's not a Muslim country, but there are Muslim poor in it, then he does the same. He gives it out there. And there are no Muslims in that community, then he gives it to the closest Muslim community. And in this case also, it is permissible for him to depute someone to discharge it in his home country. What are the wisdoms behind Zakat al-Fitr? Some of the scholars mentioned some of the wisdoms behind this noble act of worship. And Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam obligated Zakat al-Fitr as a purification for the fasting person from vain and bad talk, and also as food for the poor. So it brings happiness to the Muslims, the rich and the poor as well. And it therefore lifts any defect and corrects any defect in the fasting from bad talk and vain talk and the like. And the greatest wisdom of it is that it is a gratitude for all the favors which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows on the fasting Muslims. And it's a comfort to the poor and as well as to the rich. Everyone on that day is concentrating on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this act. It is also a purification for the body, as the Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Saadi rahimahullah mentioned, that it is a purification for the body because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it 1 year existing and gave it sustenance. And that's why it is obligated to be offered on behalf of the child or the young, upon whom there is no obligation to fast. And that's why everyone is on the same level in this respect. The old, the child, the male, the female, the slave, the free, the poor, all are on the same level in giving it one sa', one united measure. So it's a purification for the body, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it live one more year, or 1 year from the years of life, and bestowed upon it this existence and the favors. During this year, and that's why all are united in terms of the degree or the measure to be given. These are the basic elements of this talk concerning Zakat al-Fitr. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.